Friday, everybody. It's time again for the Big Foodies. BB Shape, Biggie, and Matt coming at you from Biggie's Kitchen Studio. And it's draft day once again. Now, here for the Big Foodies over the past 4 years, we've been trying to focus on good tasting foods, but today we're going to switch it up a little bit and we're going to draft gross foods. Foods that we think are gross, foods that we think other people think are universally gross.
Maybe. You may love some of these foods that we think
like
are gross.
Foods, mm-hmm. But I think to us, these are going to be foods that we think are gross.
Yeah.
And like,
I think some of these will be universally accepted as gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can see, I know people love some of these things in my mind.
The reason they exist is because people like them.
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
Yeah. But they're not good.
Because foods that I think are disgusting, I don't get. I know other people love.
Mm-hmm. And like in drafts past, we need you to head to social media and tell us what you think. Who you think wins the draft. So we'll each take our chance, snake style, drafting our five grossest foods.
Let me tell you what's going to happen here. If I get first pick, BB Shea will never do a draft again.
Probably not.
Let's see if finally BB gets first pick.
I doubt it's going to happen.
All right.
All right.
Take a stab at it, big man.
Biggie.
Okay. And the second pick goes to? All right.
Honestly,
I kind of like the third
pick. I kind of enjoyed being in the third pick, too.
I like you get the back-to-back.
I like the turn.
Yeah, I like the turn.
We'll see what happens. All right, big man.
First pick.
Lead the way.
Hands down, my number one food that I think is gross is broccoli. I know people love broccoli. I don't get it. It smells terrible as you're cooking it. It tastes terrible. It has the worst texture, food mouth texture you could possibly get. I do understand people, if like, I'll eat broccoli and cheese soup if you grate it so thin that I don't know the broccoli's in there.
Yeah.
But when I see people, and my brother-in-law loves it, he just makes broccoli at every meal, just cooks a stalk of broccoli. And I just, it smells up the kitchen. It doesn't even have a good flavor. What do you people see? Is it like cilantro where some people think it tastes like soap?
It must be.
Because I think it tastes absolutely, of all the vegetables out there, absolutely horrific.
I love broccoli.
Same.
It's shocking.
Like even putting cheese, I don't put cheese on it often, but when it's on there, it's good. Salt, pepper, chili flakes.
I'll get some frozen florets and put them in there and do like some soy sauce something and like season it up.
Yes.
I would buy raw broccoli and I love it on a salad. My son has adopted this. Yeah. He will just take broccoli stalks and dip them in ranch and eat them.
If I see where a Chinese restaurant will add broccoli, like two pieces of broccoli to a meal, you know, like just as a little garnish, I will call like next time I order and be like, I don't want I don't even want that flavor near my delicious.
I love a broccoli and a broccoli beef.
Broccoli
sesame
beef,
chicken.
I love it.
Mm. Disgusting.
Soy sauce, you're right. That's the way to go.
I like that one from time to
broccoli
time.
Broccoli overpowers everything.
See, I disagree with that too. It can be a nice addition. I do love like an ACP with a broccoli.
Ugh. You're going to make me cuss like the big one. Like, I'm going to go. Like, I get zucchini, peppers, add those all day. You want broccoli on an ACP?
I'll put a broccoli in it.
I'm going to leave. This is...
All right.
Broccoli. Yeah, number one with a bullet.
Okay. My number one pick is going to be mushrooms.
I love mushrooms.
I cannot stand a mushroom.
I'd never agree with you, but I'm so in agreement with you.
The consistency,
disagree.
The taste. If I get something and I learn that mushrooms are in it, it ruins my day, dude. Oh my God, I do not get it. The people who are like, mushrooms on my pizza, mushrooms on my cheesecake.
Extra mushrooms.
Absolutely not, dude. You miss me with all that.
Let me ask you this. I always have this question for people who dislike mushrooms. Where did it start?
That's a good question.
Because mine is this. I think people who like I love mushrooms, but I grew up eating them. Like when we got pizza, my parents didn't give you, like we got one cheese pizza, but then theirs was ground beef and mushroom.
Yeah.
That was it. There was no other options available, so I just grew up eating mushrooms. And I do think if you grew up in a family eating them, you eat them.
Yeah.
If
maybe.
You grew up with people who didn't like them,
see, like you go to a Japanese restaurant and they make the mushrooms, you ask for it like not to be on your plate. Like my mom and dad loved them.
Huh.
So they would request the mushrooms. So there's no, it wasn't, I don't know. Like,
is it, maybe it's
I'll
the,
eat a,
the texture.
So my mother-in-law is a tremendous cook, owned a bakery for a long time. She can cook just about anything. She makes a really good spaghetti, but she uses the ragu with mushrooms.
Yeah.
And I can't do. She's like, She's like, the biggest issue that I have with anybody when they say they cook with something and they're like, you can't taste it. That's total BS.
It's garbage.
So garbage. You can absolutely taste it. Like, I can try something and be like, oh, you put mushroom in this. They're like, how did you know? I'm like, I can taste the mushroom.
See, that's how I
know it's in there.
That's how I am with broccoli. Okay. Like, it's like, just mix it in. And I'm like, no. Because when you know
it's
the flavor, yeah.
That's so, the reason I don't do a green bean casserole, is because you use the cream of mushroom in it. If you would use cream of chicken, cream of celery, cream of potato, cream of whatever, cream of cream, I will eat it. But my mom used to make this chicken and noodles dish in the crock pot. You would put in chicken and you would put it in there with cream of mushroom soup, and then you would do noodles.
Yep.
And for the longest time, before I was going to the grocery store on my own, I was like, what are these little black things in this dish that taste slimy and disgusting? Yeah. And I would always eat around them, or I'd put them on the side. And then when I found out they're mushrooms, I'm like, that's why. So even before I knew it was a mushroom, something about the texture of it. Like, I am not a huge fan of most veggies on pizza, but I will get through a supreme if there's no mushroom.
Yeah.
But as soon as I see mushroom, I'm like, that's the one thing that's got to go. Yeah. I'll fight through something else that's going to be on your list. I'll fight through some other things. But the mushroom is the one that when I see it, I'm like, I can't. I can't.
No, see, it's funny because that's how I am with that's how I am with broccoli. I can't fight my way through it. Now, mushrooms, I'd be like, bring them on. Give them to me.
Can't do it. No.
All right. Well, I'm with you on mushrooms, and hopefully we all agree on this. My number one pick is going to be oysters.
Yes.
Okay.
Oysters are slimy, disgusting. Like, even people that like them will look at you and say, don't chew it. Like, what?
What? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything that has, like, just put hot sauce on it, some lemon, and then let it slide down your throat. Nope.
Can't do it. Here's this delicious thing, but to make it edible and palatable, we're going to cover it in Parmesan and butter and oil and hot sauce.
Yeah.
But just give me that.
Yeah, exactly.
The
yeah.
oyster itself, yeah. I've tried it. My dad was a big fan. He would roast oysters. I've tried it. I can manage a fried oyster if I'm forced because it's fried.
Yeah, I can do fried. I don't seek it out. But if it's like, if I'm being polite. But I will tell you this, too, and maybe this just comes with age. I'm past the point now where people will say, oh, just try it. I'm 41 years old.
I'm not just trying.
I know what I like and what I don't like. Yeah. Don't put it on my plate and say, just try it like I'm 7. No, I'm okay not liking oysters now. Yeah. I go with friends who love getting, let's get raw oysters. And I'm like, no. They're like, just do it. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. I'm going to get buffalo wings.
No.
You eat your oysters and get food poisoning. I'm going to waste my money. Some buffalo wings. Yeah.
Gross.
Totally agree.
So I've got the back-to-back here. And I'm torn between a few. I know there's one that's going to get snagged up by the big man if I let it slide. But I don't feel like it would be worthy of the number two pick on my team. Therefore, I feel like where I've got to go in the realm of grossest foods, I don't want you to have, I know you're going to take it. Or do I want it? Or do you want you to take it? Or do I want it?
We'll just pick Jesus.
I will go with egg salad.
Ooh, interesting. Okay. Interesting.
Okay. I do not like eggs.
Okay.
But I can understand eggs.
Okay.
I comprehend eggs. I get a scrambled egg with breakfast. I get a sunny side up or a fried or even a deviled or a hard boiled. I get it. I cannot fathom somebody who thought, I love eggs so much that I want to make it into a mayonnaise and then put it together. It's like, to me, like, I'm going to make pureed carrots with carrot chunks.
Okay.
It's like, why are we doing this? Egg salad smells horrible.
Yeah.
It goes bad the moment you spread it on your sandwich. And it is the worst part of that food is the egg salad.
That's how I feel about deviled eggs.
See, I love all of those things. I love a good egg salad.
I can hear out a deviled egg. I get the appeal of a deviled egg. I get the appeal of a scrambled, a fried, a sunny side, an over medium.
You just don't get the mixing of the mayonnaise with
why
the...
Why are you making it gross?
But you like chicken salad, right?
Love chicken salad.
See, that's it.
But what came first, okay?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, I was trying to distinguish if it's just the mayonnaise part of it.
Oh, no, dude. Yeah. I love a chicken salad. I love a mayonnaise
salad.
Is it
the consistency?
Mayonnaise salad. Turkey salad. After Thanksgiving, you take some leftover turkey and you grate it together and put that on. No, I love a chicken salad. Okay. I love it. It's the weirdness is like the texture of an egg paired with like the creaminess of the mayonnaise. It's like, what are we doing?
Okay. See, I love an egg salad. Give me an egg salad sandwich on some toasted rye.
All right. My second pick, I'm going a different angle here. I feel like this is where I'm going to get a lot of hate from the crowd. I've had this thing several times, so I don't want to hear that he's never had it. I've tried it multiple times. I cannot get into it. Cantaloupe. Cantaloupe is the most disgusting fruit that exists. I do not get it. It has a terrible flavor in general.
Yes. Cantaloupe, to me, is very hit or miss. Yeah. And when it's a miss, it is a miss. It's bitter.
It's always a miss for me. And I'm going to go as far as saying all melons are nasty.
I can handle cantaloupe when it's actually sweet. I don't understand people who eat honeydew.
Honeydew is disgusting.
I don't get it. I don't think it yet.
Watermelon is not that good.
I'd rather drink watermelon
juice. Super overrated.
Watermelon's super overrated. That's what I'm saying. I would cantaloupe mainly, but I would go as far as say melons.
I'll tell you this. I always get like summertime for some reason. It's like once a year I have to get watermelon to remind myself that it's just not great.
It's mid.
Yeah.
Super mid.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on the honeydew. That's super overrated because it's no flavor. I love cantaloupe.
I will get cantaloupe
and cut it up and just have it as a side for dinner.
I like it when the cantaloupe's right.
I had cantaloupe growing up.
It was around me all the time. But like I said, I've tried it multiple times and it's just not good.
Yeah.
It's nasty as hell.
That's fair. That's how you feel. So you're going cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe, yes. Okay.
You know what my next one's going to be? Black olives. Just olives, black, green. Yeah. I don't get it. I've gone over this multiple times in my life. Once again, you can't bury it enough. I'm going to find the flavor.
Yeah.
I can't even do it if it's on a Supreme pizza.
Mm.
This is why I like Marco's. Not only because I work there, but they have a deluxe pizza that's pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper. Then they have the works pizza where they add in ham and black olives if you want it. I like having the option. Because I hate when you just have a Supreme pizza and it comes with black olives. You have to ask for them not to be put on. Because I'm telling you, if it's put on, it's like people say, pick it out.
Well, let me tell you,
the flavor's still there.
It's so small, but the flavor's still there. What I hate about black olives is they're on every sandwich bar or salad bar in America.
Yep.
And that is the number one item that gets dropped into other buckets.
Yes.
And you, no matter what you do, you can't pick around that one black olive that's in the cheese, that's in the carrots. You can't.
And green olives, same thing. I just can't. It's just olives. Anytime something has olives in it, I'll ask for it not to be there, and if it's put in, I mean, it's such a letdown because I'm like, I'm going to taste it. Even if I remove it, I'm going to taste it here or there, whatever it's touched.
Yeah. It had such potential, then you put an olive in.
Yeah, go and ruin it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're back to again. Back to back here.
This is going to be controversial, I know.
All right.
And I don't know why we did this or why we continue to do this. I hate mango salsa.
I don't
know why we insist on adding fruit to salsa. But when somebody tells me, you got to try my mango salsa.
Well,
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want fruit in my salsa. Salsa should be red or green, and that's it. And it should be spicy. And I don't like I think it's absolutely disgusting when I come across somebody's like, you got to have my mango pineapple chutney salsa, but you have to add it to the tacos. I'm not putting that stuff on there to mess up my tacos. I don't want my tacos being sweet. I don't think mango salsa is the worst thing we've ever done to salsa.
Well, I don't want to be that guy, but I'm going to be that guy. Tomato is a fruit. So
fine, but fine. You want to do that? That's fine.
But still,
but adding it to salsa. Salsa's not sweet to me. I don't like a sweet salsa.
I think a mango salsa is so good with a good amount of heat. I love a mango salsa.
I don't understand.
And I think
people.
On the
mango
right,
habanero.
Yes.
Oh, what
I've
a
had
waste!
Ghost pepper before. Mm. Like just kick it up a little on a taco with a good like with a chip.
There's two kinds of fruit. Oh. Get tomato out.
Disgusting.
There are two kinds of fruit that I'm cool with in a salsa. It's a mango and a pineapple.
Yeah.
A pineapple salsa or pineapple slaw.
Oh,
there's something about those.
You know what you two are right now? You're the two whitest people I've ever heard. White people love to add fruit to unnecessary shit. And I've said
probably.
That for years.
Probably.
And I stand by that.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
All right.
That's mine. I hate a mango salsa.
Okay. Third pick for me, I'm going to take a drink off the board. Probably the most controversial of drinks. Root beer.
I know you've said before
root
you hate
it. Root beer is absolutely disgusting. It has no redeeming qualities. I don't care if it's A&W, Barks, none of the above. They all suck to me. It's not good. Even if you put ice cream in it, it's all bad. You can't make me like a root beer.
I love root beer, but I couldn't imagine. I will say I like a Barks or an A&W. I want you to have one day an old school. Have you ever had old school root beer, like the original root beer? Mm. You would hate. I mean, you think you hate root beer now?
Yeah, you'd hate it.
You would. You'd take a sip and throw the bottle across the street. Mm. You would absolutely hate it.
Miss me with all that. I hate it. Can't do root beer. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about you.
I think he's mentioned that.
I do think root beer is super overrated.
Yeah, it is.
It's very overrated.
But the people who drink it are like hardcore root beer fans. It's like there's no casual root beer drinker.
No.
I don't know. I like it enough. Yeah. Like, I'll get it and I'll buy it. But I don't die on a hill for it or anything.
Well, I'm interested. I thought I was going to be the first one to take a drink off the board. But I was not. Mr. Root Beer over here. But I'm going with one that if you live below a certain point in this country, you have to agree with this or you're getting shipped back up. Unsweet tea. Unsweetened tea is like, I want water, but I want it to taste like you drug it through a bunch of leaves. There's no flavor to it. It's dark colored water that just sits heavy. It's not refreshing. It dries you out. There's nothing positive that you can tell me that sweet tea has done. Unsweetened tea has done.
It's funny because I grew up in an unsweet tea family. I think we've talked about this. Like, I didn't know sugar got put in tea till, you know, I was in my teens. And it's funny because everything you just said about unsweet tea, I've heard people say about sweet tea, like, how could you ruin tea by adding in 2 pounds of sugar?
Yeah.
Like, it's not supposed to, you know, tea is that.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to me because I think there's that's a dividing, you're right, it's a dividing line.
It's a real divide.
But that's the thing. I don't react to that much because, unlike you, that's such a weird thing to concept me in general. Like, I don't know people who order unsweet tea. You know what I'm saying?
See, I think
and don't put sugar in it. You know?
They'll put like Splenda.
Just to sweeten it.
Or you see somebody
bit.
That'll order half and half.
Yeah,
they don't want it as sweet as you make it, so give me half unsweet and half sweet.
But still,
I get that. But if you want straight up unsweetened tea, I've been with people before that order that, and I just look at them like, order water.
Yeah, exactly. Why not?
It's such a, and it's funny because you go up north and you're like, can I have tea? They bring you unsweet tea, and then you're like, oh, can I have sugar? And they're like, ugh.
Yeah. Or it's like a lemon tea. A tea with lemon in it. Yeah.
See, I grew up, my dad drank, I just thought tea was tea. I'm not saying I like unsweet tea. Yeah. In fact, my dad was the only one, my mom would make it for him and the rest of us would just avoid it. But he drank unsweet tea every single day.
Jeez,
yeah, because I mean, it was just, and he didn't add lemon to it. The man would just drink unsweet tea. So when I heard people, friends drinking tea, I'm like, y'all drink tea?
Tea.
And I'm like, they're like, yeah, it's great. And I'm like, because in my mind, I'm like, that's what my dad drinks.
That's just such
bitter and terrible. Yeah.
I just can't. I can't with unsweetened tea. To me, there's another drink that I'm leaning on taking with my final pick that I don't understand why you would want to take something and take the goodness out of it to think it's going to make it better.
Yeah.
Like, you're taking, like, I'd rather have water. If I'm not drinking water, then give me something sweet. Yeah. Like, don't just make the water cloudy.
Yeah.
100%. Because there's no flavor to it other than the fact that it feels like it dries you out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't. I can't with that.
Okay.
I can't with that. All you're doing is dunking leaves in this thing. I'm down to two. While I ponder it, BB, why don't you tell us about the
Berry Patch? Yes. While Matt thinks, we'll give a shout-out to our friends at the Berry Patch. You know we're talking about gross food here, but gross foods do not exist at the Berry Patch.
That's fair.
Everything there is fantastic, and it tastes wonderful. Mm-hmm. The best ice cream you're going to have ever. Some of the freshest produce you're going to find. It's off 220 in Ellerby. It's summertime, so it's prime time for the Berry Patch. If you're coming to or from the beach, stop by the world's largest strawberry, get you some ice cream, get you a snack for the road. Tell them the big foodie said,
"What's good?"
And the world's largest strawberry.com. Thank you to the Berry Patch for supporting the big foodies.
All right, my next pick, it's funny that I just made like that whole stance like, you need to be from the South, and if not, get on back up north. Like, the next thing I'm going to say is a 100% Southern thing that no one else eats. But like, I grew up, this was one of those things. So every year for Christmas Eve, we'd go to my dad's family, and we'd have the same thing every year. And there's no way that this is like a tradition, right, with hot dogs. Mm. Oyster stew. And then the next item on my list, liver pudding.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah. I thought you were going to go oysters and oyster stew. I'm like,
No, doubling down
on the oyster.
Okay. I was going to just go oyster stew to start, but I'm like, no, oysters.
Yeah,
oysters are universally disgusting.
Liver
pudding. Add it to hot milk, it's even worse. Anything in hot milk is terrible. But liver pudding, I don't understand what the obsession was with that with my family. We never cooked it. Huh. 364 days a year. It was not even on the grocery list. Christmas Eve, you had hot dogs, you had oyster stew, and then you had daggum liver pudding.
Oh.
And it's like, it came in the same kind of like packaging. And I thought when I first saw it, I'm like, oh, we're having some sausage.
Yeah.
We're having some extra sage, extra hot sausage.
No, you're not.
No, we're not. We're having a darker brown meat that looks like a loaf of some sort that they would put on a cracker and eat it like it was the creation. And I'm like, this is trash. It's so bad. So, liver pudding. Now, hear me out. Don't hear what I'm not saying. I've been to New Jersey. I've had scrapple.
That's scrapple.
Yeah, scrapple.
I love a scrapple.
Yeah.
Not the same.
No.
Okay.
Liver pudding is garbage.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm not getting any pushback from the room.
No, you're not going to get any there.
I feel like I'm going to get pushback here because I feel like this is a local or a regional delicacy. I've never enjoyed it.
I think I know what it is.
I
think I know.
Pimento cheese.
Oh, that's not what I thought it was going to be.
Yes.
Pimento cheese, I think it's disgusting. I don't get it. The folk who can put it on just a piece of bread and eat it as a sandwich, it's the weirdest thing to me.
My great-grandmother, in her fridge, bless her soul, would have a loaf of bread sitting on the counter, and the only thing in that fridge other than a pitcher of sweet tea was pimento cheese.
Yes.
And I would go mow her yard, and that poor woman would offer me a pimento cheese sandwich every time.
And I hate that I don't like it. I really feel like it's something that I should like, because everybody I know likes it. Maybe not you guys.
I like it. I will say it's been an acquired thing for me.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
I like a hot pimento cheese.
Like a hot pimento cheese.
Yes, yeah. I will say that.
And I like it on a burger.
It's great on a burger.
Or as like a dip. Same with Fritos. Frito scoops and a pimento cheese.
I'm weird about that because I think of pimento cheese as I would put it on a burger. I don't think of it as a dip.
Okay.
Like I would never think of just chips. I think of it more of as like a topping. Or I am that person where I'll toast up some bread and I'll slather it on some pimento cheese. I think of it as a sandwich or as something like a burger.
See, I can't do a sandwich that's strictly pimento cheese. But you let me put it on
with something,
a ham sandwich or with a burger or as a dip, I'm good with that. Yeah. I do like that. And I do like the hot. I like the regular.
Yeah.
There's a local place around here that makes an absolute gas pimento cheese.
I've heard of all the amazing places that make it. No disrespect to them.
It's just not for you.
It's just not for me.
It used to sit in that same egg salad category for me.
Okay. Yeah.
But I trying it, I feel the difference now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I respect that.
Okay.
I definitely think it's a hit or miss.
Okay.
It's hit or miss for some people with pimento cheese.
All right. I got two here?
You got back-to-back, and then you're done.
Four and five.
I don't know how you guys will feel. I know Matt will probably agree with me on this. I don't understand how people eat over easy eggs.
Yes.
To me, watching that yolk get cracked and flow out and touch everything, I can't do it. I can do like a over hard, like I like a hard boiled egg. Yeah. I don't care. But if it's just that yolk, like I see people and they use their toast to scoop it up and everything.
No,
I can't.
Dude.
I just can't. I'm a scrambled egg man.
Yes.
I will keep my scrambled eggs with cheese just how I like them.
Yeah.
I just can't. I cannot.
I like stumbling upon those TikTok videos of people that are cooking stuff and they put the egg on top of something and then they like cut it and it just flows out.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks cool.
Yeah.
But when I actually sit and think about what it is, I'm like, I would never eat that. You've ruined a perfectly good dish by doing that to it. I can't do it.
I can't. That's
not gonna do it.
To this day, I see it and I'm like,
The maddest I've ever been, I was at a restaurant. I ordered a burger. It was a breakfast burger.
That's what you see.
And it was a fried egg. So I thought it was going to be a hard egg. And I bit into it and yolk shot out of it.
Oh, you learned the hard way on that.
I was so pissed. I think I didn't eat the rest of the day.
No, thank you.
It ruined my day.
No, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Now, my other one, which I know y'all might be like, what?
Final pick.
But it's something that I've seen since I was a child, going to the beach, living at the beach. I see people do this, and I don't know how people eat the soft shell crabs. Because you eat them straight up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whole.
Yeah.
I can't. I've always seen that. I've always thought that's absolutely terrifying.
For me, dude, any type of seafood, you're preaching to the choir.
I feel that. I was torn on this.
I'll tell you what my other one is. I don't think it was stealing anyone. My dad ate a lot of this, too. Clam chowder. He'd stink up the house with clam chowder.
Yeah, with all that.
But something about seeing, like, the soft crabs, the ones you can eat just as is, and I'm like, I can't do that. Mm-mm. I can't do that. I can't do the soft shell or whatever they are. Ugh.
I'm with you. It's like watching somebody eat a peanut shell and all.
Yeah, and I love crab. I love crab meat. But it's like, and I know people are like, but that's how they are. You go down to a buffet, you see them there, and you're just like, you see, soft shell krill sandwich. You're just like, oh.
Yeah. When they put it on a sandwich, I'm like, that's not natural. It's not supposed to do that.
But that was my final one. I was real close on clam chowder just because I can smell clam chowder a mile away, too.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, you go into a restaurant, you can tell their soup of the day, because you're like, boom, clam chowder day.
Clam chowder day.
Yeah.
Ugh.
My last pick is going to be coconut. I think that if you enjoy, this one's for Matt. This is my Matt pick.
I was going to say that one man can enjoy coconut.
You know what? I love the flavor. I love the flavor of coconut.
If you eat an Almond Joy or a Mounds bar, you're psychotic.
Really? You don't like it that
absolutely
much? Okay.
I don't like the smell of it.
I love an Almond Joy.
I hate like when there's like a drink around and it's got coconut in it. I think it just ruins everything completely.
What about coconut water that doesn't have a coconut flavor?
I don't like coconut water. It's
so we'll never find you on a cruise.
Absolutely
with
not. No.
Coconuts.
Any type of those like exotic drinks, absolutely not. Miss me with all that.
All right,
coconut's
so
my final pick.
My final pick. I don't feel like I'm going to have a unanimous like I did with my liver pudding, and I want it to be heard that it's specifically in this variation. Avocado.
Give us a variant, just
straight up avocado.
Straight up avocado.
Oh,
if you want to make guac,
make guac.
The difference in guac and avocado is guacamole is filled with pico and cilantro and lime juice and all these other things to give it flavor. Nothing irritates me more than seeing a sandwich on a menu and I'm like, dang, that looks good. And I start reading the ingredients and they're like, chipotle mayonnaise aioli with this and this and fresh sliced avocado. And I'm like, trash!
So just plain, it does. I will say, to make avocado, like, not to be bougie, but to be bougie, avocado toast, I like that. But you know what you got to do to avocado toast? Add things to it.
Add everything to it.
You got
to
put everything bagel seasoning
everything.
On there. You got to put some egg on it. Plain avocado.
Straight up slice of avocado on a taco, on a sandwich, on a burger. It is a waste. Like, the mouthfeel is trash of avocado.
Yes.
The mouth feels horrible because it looks like, oh, I'm about to eat a pear. No. You're about to eat a pear with the flavor removed, with the texture of a banana.
Yeah, it is mashy.
I don't think
it's so mashy and gross. Yeah. And it's just like, it just is thick. And it's almost like, you see Harry Potter?
Yeah.
You know, the Dementors, how they suck the soul out of you. Avocado sucks the flavor out of every other item on
that
sandwich.
I'll tell you, avocado, of course, they're having their moment still, kind of.
Still.
Yeah. But it's like it became known as like a superfood. Mm-hmm. So then people just started. I think it's just something now that we just add.
Yeah.
It's right. Just like.
Put some avocado on.
Yeah. Because I mean, I've gotten where it's like, now at breakfast, can I get scrambled eggs? You get avocado on top of that? You know,
why would you do that?
Yeah. Stop ruining food.
I think it's just added now.
Listen, the one thing we've learned from this gross food draft is stop ruining food.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Stop putting unnecessary things on it. Don't ruin it. So here's our recap. Big Man went with broccoli, olives, mango salsa, over easy eggs, and soft shell crab.
Mm-hmm.
BB Shea, mushrooms, cantaloupe, root beer, pimento cheese, and coconut. I went with oysters, egg salad, unsweetened tea, liver pudding, and avocado. Straight up avocado. Now listen, I'm fine with the guac.
Yeah, yeah.
But at that point, you've transformed it into its own different flavor. Avocados are ripe for 16 hours cooking.
Now, of course, we want you to go vote if you want to on whose list is best. But I'll tell you, each list is very different.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that people would be hard to pick because I bet I could pick little things out of each of our lists and say, yeah, I don't like that. So this was an interesting episode.
Yes.
Well, if you don't want to vote on which list is best, tell us a food you absolutely hate.
Tell us a gross food.
Yeah.
Let us know your gross food. And then, while you're at it, request one of these stickers.
Zing! And you might get one.
You might or might not.
You never know.
Yeah. You like gambling? You like playing the lottery?
You knew
like to maybe get a sticker, maybe not get a sticker? Request one. See what happens. The Big Foodies, as always, we appreciate you checking us out on all our social media platforms, all podcasting platforms, bigfoodiespod.com for more details and information. Matt, Biggie, and BB Shea, we appreciate you grossing out with us today. We'll see you next week.